It is reported that the crisis begins with the mass closure of restaurants, followed by slaughterhouses, due to infection rates among workers. This creates enormous bottlenecks in an inelastic agricultural supply chain. Millions of pigs are all fattened up with nowhere to go. On a conference call, a co-op of 9 farmers agree, though reluctantly, that they will start killing piglets. One believes his farm managers will do it by gas or injections, though he would prefer not to know. Pigs are fattened inside temperature-controlled buildings designed to be slaughter-ready in 6 months. They can injure themselves if kept alive beyond this time. One pig breaks a leg under the pressure of her own body weight. A farmer kills pigs that have almost reached the upper weight limit for market, which is 136 kilos. When pigs reach 158 kilos, they can no longer be slaughtered commercially. They are too heavy for workers to hoist along the line. They are all dumped in landfill. With nowhere to ship fully grown pigs, another farmer orders employees to abort 7,500 piglets that will no longer fit into his units. To describe the situation of backlogging, Minnesota Pork Producers Association Chief Executive David Priestler says, "Imagine if in a school the seniors never graduate, but the kindergartners keep coming and you fill the gym, the lunchroom and hallways with students. Only he is not talking about students." JBS Foods converts shuttered processing plants into euthanizing facilities. Never before have so many farmers had to kill so many animals so quickly. One day, carts and tanks of carbon dioxide arrive at a farm gate. They are for the sole purpose of gassing 61,000 egg-laying hens. The farmers, who usually sell liquid eggs to restaurants, try to shift their market and sell whole eggs to stores. But as food shortages have set in, so has a shortage in the supply of egg cartons. Another farmer culls the smallest 5% of newborn pigs, or 125 piglets per week. He is not the only one. Small bodies can be composted and become fertilizer. No one will buy livestock because they no longer have the capacity to process them. Unemployment rises. People call for animals to be donated to food banks, but again, who will slaughter and process them? Processors are getting sick. Farmers start giving piglets away for free. Still, the price of pork rises 6.6% in supermarkets. Food lines grow. Photographs are posted online of empty or almost empty meat aisles. Conference call. A farmer describes the emotional strain of killing 3,000 pigs in a single day.